The Invite by Leah Lind, narrated by Lily Ward. This is my very first morning in my new flat. I wake up to the sunlight blazing through the flimsy and almost transparent curtains, which are not ones I brought with me. I yawn and stretch. I pull the covers over my head and turn over to keep sleeping. After all, it is Saturday, and I have the whole weekend to get settled. A slight humming from the other side of the wall drills its way into my head and disrupts any further sleep. I yawn again. I shake a cramp out of my leg. My whole body aches after having carried all of the moving crates yesterday. I pull one leg up under me and reach for my calf and try massaging yesterday's exhaustion away. A tempting scent of coffee seeps in through the wall, and I conclude the mild humming must have been my neighbor's coffee machine. I feel like having a cup myself. I kick off the covers and get out of bed, and head for the kitchen. I rummage a bit in the strange new cupboards and drawers and find a halfway empty tin of instant coffee, which must have been left by the former tenant. That will have to be a substitute for proper coffee until I get down to the shop. I pour a bit of water in the kettle, bring it to the boil, and mix the coffee in a mug I succeeded in finding in one of the nearest crates. I take the mug to the living room and sit down on the sofa. The instant coffee has a sour taste of geriatrics. It still feels as if it's one of the best mugs of coffee I've ever had, even if that might be because of the surroundings instead of the contents of the mug. I let my gaze take in the new surroundings, the furniture and walls, the nooks and crannies, scratches and repairs, on the otherwise empty bookshelf. There is a small bronze figurine of the three wise monkeys, one that covers their ears, eyes, and mouth. It almost looks as if they're laughing at me. I grin back at them. I toast them with my mug, let my body sink further down into the sofa cushions, and feel relaxation beginning to take over my body. I no longer need to spend every waking hour looking for a place to live. I bite down on a cushion out of sheer delight. I still can't believe my luck. My search for a flat had been going on for months, and it was sheer torture, hardly any opportunities, and wildly expensive rent in the few possibilities. But suddenly, this complete mess before me. My aunt's coworker had been stationed in Dubai by her company for a couple of years.